Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. The 95th Annual Shortstop Golf Tournament wrapped up yesterday at Greenlee Golf Course. Just a beautiful weekend for the attorney, Jeff Elseth, with Greenlee Golf Course. Files this final report recapping the shortstop tournament.
I'll start right in with it. In our fourth flight, a consolation winner was David Broughton. Fourth flight winner was Peter Ehrig. In the third flight, consolation winner was Chad Gilbertson. Third flight champion, Scott Rasmussen. Second flight consolation winner was Eli Holman. And the second flight champion was Jack Pulley. In the first flight, consolation winner was Brian Boss. First flight champion was Chris Adams. Presidential flight, consolation winner was Grant Erlandson. And the presidential flight champion was Kyle Beal. And then in our championship flight, consolation winner was Steve Peterson. And then, of course, in the finals, it was Brent Miller, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, taking the championship over Jeff Stadheim out of Mason City, Iowa. And as we mentioned before, both of them former champions. Jeff had won it back in 1998. Brent Miller, of course, had won it five times previous. So now this is his sixth shortstop title. So great match. Did go down to the last hole, 18th hole. Great competitors, good friends. Had a super time and everything went well.
So Brent Miller, now a six-time champion of the shortstop tournament. He won four consecutive years, 2014 to 2017. Also won back in 2009, and now a winner here in 2021. Jeff, did you get a chance to watch most of the match? And give us a recap. Did anybody have a big lead during the 18 holes at all?
You know, it really wasn't much. I didn't see much of the front nine. One time, Jeff Stadheim was two up. Brent had gotten a couple back on, on six and eight. They were all square after nine and rolled into the back nine. And Jeff had made a nice eagle on 12 to get the match back to even. And then 13 and 14 didn't go so well for him. He had a three-putt on 13. Chip that came out of the rough, not good. And, he went two down after, 14. They had both parred 15 and things carried on and actually got one back and that, did go down to the 18th hole. Both players had hit nice drives, a couple of long second shots and Jeff had a little trouble. He had a real difficult, pitch into the green from, up above the hole, just didn't work out, and Brent Miller prevailed. So it was a great day.
So Brent Miller, now a six-time champion of the shortstop tournament. If you missed any football scores from Friday night, Faribault defeated Albert Lea 50-12. Lake Mills, they shut out Central Springs 20-0. Northwood Kensett got by Harris Lake Park by 3, 32-29. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they doubled up Kenyon-Wanamingo 28-14. St. Clair Loyola beat United South Central 31-20. And Winona-Cotter over Alden-Conger, Glenville 34-16. Volleyball on Saturday at the Rochester tournament. A good day for the Albert Lea Tigers. They go 3-1. They beat Rochester Century 2-0. Beat Glenville Emmons 2-1. Lost to Rushford Peterson 2-0. And beat Austin 2-1. Glenville Emmons also at that same tournament. They went 1-3. They lost to Rushford Peterson 2-0. Lost to Albert Lea 2-1. They beat Austin 2-1. And lost to Rochester Century 2-0. Lake Mills, they were in Algona for a tournament. Some results for the Bulldogs. They beat Storm Lake 2-0. They lost to Spirit Lake 2-0. They beat Estherville Lincoln Central 2-0. They beat Algona 2-1. And they lost to Sioux Center by the score of 2-1. So the Bulldogs go 3-2 in Algona. The head coach of the Waseca Blue Jays high school football team is recovering after he went into cardiac arrest on the sideline of Friday's game against St. Peter. Now, bringing the news reports, athletic trainers from both teams and a Good Samaritan from the crowd responded quickly after 48-year-old Brad Wendland collapsed during the fourth quarter. They provided assistance as he awaited the arrival of paramedics who used chest compressions and a defibrillator to restart Wendland's heart. Now, a message was later sent on Wendland's behalf thanking those who were performed the life-saving measures, noting that he was stable and alert, but will likely be hospitalized for a week. Bringing the news also reports the nation's longest winning streak in high school football came to an end on Friday night. If you missed it, Lake City defeated Caledonia 30-13. Caledonia's loss was its first since November 15th of 2014, when the Warriors were defeated by Bold in the Class AA state semifinals. Since then, the Warriors rattled off 71 straight wins, which was the ninth longest winning streak in U.S. history. The Minnesota Twins taking on Cleveland last night on Labor Day, and the Twins pick up a win 5-2. Twins and the Indians right back at it tonight in Cleveland. Pregame at 4:30. We'll have your first pitch at 5:10. Twins will go at John Gant, who's 4-9, 3.98 ERA, and Aaron Civale. It's going to go for Cleveland. Pretty good record, 10-2 with a 3.32 ERA. Again, 4:30 pregame. First pitch at 5:10 right here on KATE. And that's Jekka Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.